Welcome to Mondays with Miles. I was involved in a discussion board a couple of weeks ago, and quite a few of the people I was chatting with offered the opinion that women's sports shouldn't receive the attention that they do. Dr. Brand, I can't imagine that you agree with that statement.
Not in the least. I think that's a silly statement, frankly. You know, I was in attendance to watch in Boston the women's basketball championship between Maryland and Duke, and I've got to tell you that the second half of that game was one, if not the most exciting women's game I've ever seen, and indeed one of the most exciting basketball games, period, I've ever seen. It was just awesome.
The closing seconds of regulation, when Christy Tolliver hit that shot, I mean, that is one of the greatest shots I've ever seen.
It really was. She's a young player, a freshman, I believe. Is that right?
Is she a freshman or a sophomore? I'm not sure. Underclassman.
Underclassman. She played. It was a tough game for her. There she is in the corner with seconds left. Bales, who's 6'7", a very active defensive player, charging full speed at her. She calmly takes the shot and ties the score. Incredible shot.
As if there was no doubt in her mind that that shot was going to go in.
She showed an enormous amount of poise. But I got to tell you, in that game, who really impressed me, as much as Tolliver did, and of course she drew it into overtime, was Shea Doran from Maryland. I mean, this young woman was a warrior. She came in the game, her thumb was taped up because she had a broken hand. She had bandages all over her, and she was flinging herself around, and she, I think, gets credit, in my mind, for rousing the team and allowing Maryland to make that run. It was just incredible, gutsy play on her part.
And she had gotten knocked down late in the game, had to come out, somebody else shot the free throws, and then she came on back in and led them to the win.
She took a hard fall, and I think she fell on her elbow, and, you know, sometimes when you bruise your elbow, you lose feeling in it. I think she lost feeling in her arm. She wanted to take the shot anyway. Coach said, no, wait a second. I mean, she was really a warrior, quite impressive. I saw them afterwards because I was on the stage giving out the trophy, and she's a slight young woman. I mean, she's about 5'7 or 5'8 slight, and standing next to her, I said, wow, she really, for a person that size, did incredibly well. You know, the competition was tough, and I give her a lot of credit, and I give the whole team a lot of credit for coming back against a great Duke team.
Definitely. One of the things that bothered me about that discussion in that forum was that the individuals in the discussion really seemed to think that women's sports doesn't deserve that type of attention, that any high school boys basketball team would have beaten Maryland in that game.
So what?
Well, that's a good answer.
I mean, the fact of the matter is competition means that you're playing on a level playing field. It isn't men against women. The fact is, the best women against the best women were playing in this particular game. That's what made it exciting. It was fair competition, and the success of the Maryland team against a great Duke team, more experienced Duke team. They played hard every second. Great coaching on both sides of the ball. I was really impressed. And, you know, I think people ought to watch women's basketball a little more carefully rather than just making those comments.
Well, is that why they reject the notion that women can't play sports at a high level, because they just don't tune in and they don't watch? Because I'll tell you, I was watching that, and that was a high level of sports.
I think they come in with a bias and they can't appreciate a good game. Not all women's games are good games. Not all men's games are good games. But this wasn't a blowout. It was a close game. And I think if you just watch the competition how hard they're playing with a high skill level, I was really impressed, and very athletic.
Definitely. And this was another step in the right direction for women's sports, wasn't it? A big-time game like this?
It was a big-time game. You know, I think women's basketball is getting better and better every year. Thank God for Title IX and our ability to allow young women the opportunity to play, and clearly they've risen to the occasion.
Well, thanks for answering those questions. Thank you for tuning in to Mondays with Miles, which can be found on the NCAA blog, the AA Zone, each and every Monday morning. If you'd like to subscribe, you can find our podcast on iTunes. Dr. Brand, thank you.
My pleasure.